This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Before we get into our next segment, a warning. No, we're not going to be talking about anything sordid or using harsh language, but we will be discussing Santa. So if you're with your kids right now, here is your warning. We're going to be talking about Santa. Okay, we'll give you just a moment. Christmas brings with it festive lights and decorated trees and parties, and for some parents, a conundrum: whether or not to protect the identity of Santa Claus. Joining me now to talk about how parents navigate this Santa story is KJ Delantonia. She's editor and lead writer of the Motherlode blog for the New York Times. KJ, great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so we raise children, telling them that lying is wrong. So what about the Santa story? Where does that fit in?
Where does that fit in? That, I don't know what you're talking about, Virginia.
Okay, KJ, we're not protecting your diplomatic immunity for this story.
Well, you know, that really just fits into our culture. That is joining in a collective and joyful set of varying mythologies about the season that I personally happen to love.
Ah, okay. Well, it has been going on for a long time, but it seems like it's coming up increasingly as an issue for today's parents. Would you observe that?
I do, yeah. We get a lot of letters, letters from parents wanting to know, you know, how other people have handled it. Their children are young. I think there is that moment when your kids are really very, very little, and you're either going down this road or you're not. And so people have some struggle with that. And then, of course, there's the moment at the other end of the road that some people have in which their children are, rudely yanked from the mythology or just come out of it themselves or really in some way just sort of never. I've known some children who've never come to it at all. It just, you know, it just didn't work for them.
Well, isn't it often true, though, that the older kids kind of have a different belief about Santa and may take some pleasure in either protecting that belief or in, I don't know, spilling the goods to the younger kids?
I think that can go either way. We'll be running an essay on Sunday from a regular contributor of ours, Jess Leahy, whose son at 8 came home and having had a classmate popped a bubble for him and was really upset about it, but came around to wanting to enjoy doing it with his younger brother, who was, I think, 4 at the time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's a nice story. And I've also had parents write in and say, you know, that their older kids, sometimes their older kids would say something to the younger kids and the younger kids would be like, yeah, all right, I knew that. Sorry. Like it would be a big deal for an older child, but not for the younger child.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why that would be.
That's interesting. But never mind siblings. How about parents who often construct elaborate staging, you know, with Santa footprints and cookie crumbs and the elf on the shelf? First of all, what is the elf on the shelf?
My favorite Santa staging, I have to tell you, first of all, though, is the reindeer poop. But we'll skip that.
Where does one get it?
I suspect you could Google a recipe. I really do. I honestly think that is out there. Okay, the elf on the shelf. What the elf on the shelf does is it apparently moves around the house, conducting pranks, and also keeping an eye on the children if you decide to go that route, and reporting back to Santa on whether or not they've been naughty or nice. And let me tell you, that is another piece of this that parents go different ways about. Some parents, you know, full-on embrace, I'm calling Santa.
Mm-hmm.
I heard a friend yelling that at her 4-year-old just the other day. And on the other hand, we've got another essay coming up, because this is the season for essays about the holidays. We've got another essay coming back about a woman who took her daughter in, who was very a very sensitive little girl, and took her into the Mall Santa and sort of gave the Mall Santa a desperate look and said, there's not really a naughty list, is there, Santa? Even people who are a little naughty might get presents, right, Santa? And, you know, bless that Santa, he said, oh, no, all the little children who love me get presents, or whatever. So that's one that parents struggle with as well. It's not just the whole overarching thing. It's, in some ways, it's the details. They really vary from family to family.
Hmm. If you're just tuning in, we're discussing Santa, specifically how parents choose to talk with their kids about Santa. KJ Del Antonio is with us. She's editor and lead writer of the Motherlode blog for the New York Times. Is there a way to tell the Santa story without the mythology? I'll use your word.
I don't think so. I really don't. I think that you can, and I have known parents who have just started in with, you know, this is something that other families do and not us. And of course, if you're a Jewish family or if you're, you don't celebrate Christmas for any other reason, maybe you don't want this. And from that, and for those families from day one, it's, you know, this is something that other families do. But I think if you're going to do it, I don't know, I think it's all in. I suppose it could be, I don't see any reason to go down that road if you're not all in.
Well, it's funny because I've talked to a couple of people who say, you know, I want, you know, radical honesty in my family. But then the kid goes walking around in preschool and says,
yes,
you know, and then some problems come back. You have to navigate it with the extended family. You have to deal with other parents or school. So how do you make that choice?
You know, if you are that parent, it does take some conversations with your child, unless you want your child to be that child at preschool. And I'll tell you, that's not really a popular child to be this time of year. I've definitely sat down with friends in the past, because now I'm not worried about it. It is what it is for us. But and said, you know, can I just remind you to remind Dory that, you know, we're still happily doing this? Mm-hmm. And they'll be like, oh, yeah, no problem. We'll talk to them before we come over.
I don't know. You just said, KJ, you just said it is what it is. Are we overthinking this? I mean, people who refuse to toe the line, applying a kind of, you know, adult rigor or demand for the truth, that's not really necessary in this case.
I'm inclined to think so, but it really is a very, very personal. It's a funny thing to say, oh, this is a personal choice, Virginia. but it is. And maybe it comes down to the heart of how you are, raising your family in some ways. And, I wouldn't want to say that there's stuff that goes unspoken and that's the way it ought to be, because most stuff should not fall into that category. But, you know, I don't know, let's look at it really nicely and say that in some families, there's just this deeper understanding that we're all enjoying this. So let's do it together.
KJ Del Antonio is editor and lead writer of the Motherlode blog for the New York Times. She lives in New Hampshire. We're so happy to have her.
Thank you.
Is that you, Santa Claus?